Hi, this is Michael Morrissey with SearchUnifiedCommunications.com. Today we have a two-part podcast series that asks two very different unified communication vendors the same question. Should enterprises feel good about the state of unified communications today? And if not, why not? For this segment, I spoke with Shane Yu, Director of Unified Communications Consulting Services with Avaya.
Well, Shane, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate getting a chance to talk to you. I guess my first question for you is should enterprises feel good about the current state of unified communications deployed today?
Actually, to be quite frank, not particularly. There are really two types of deployments that we're seeing right now. The predominant type are people who are just sort of looking for general productivity gains. They see some tools that they like, and they go ahead and deploy those. And this is fine. It's good to get your feet wet, to say, to just try to understand how some of this technology can understand your workforce. But really, what's happening because of that is they're not really investing the time to drive towards a real business impact. I mean, and that brings us to the second half. But we are starting to see in smaller levels are certain companies really saying, hey, let's take a step back. And this isn't a technology deployment. Let's try to understand this around how we can optimize our business processes using technology as an enabler. And measure, you know, try to get significant and measurable results. So I would say, you know, the general state of the world right now is people sort of trialing things, trying different types of applications, seeing which ones work. And that's well and good, but we'd like to see a bit more of the second half, the second type.
Talking about that second half, I mean, what concrete steps can people take to make sure that they do have better deployments and they really do get the maximum value out of unified communications?
I mean, I think the way to think about this is not as a technology deployment. But what we're seeing with the successful, measurable, business-impacting deployments, and there are some, and some pretty good examples of that, is the first thing they're doing is they're paying a lot of attention to planning. And what I mean by planning is they're saying, this is not a technology deployment. This is about changing business processes, and technology is just an enabler here. So they take a rather programmatic approach, and the planning stage entails them sort of understanding their actual workers. So they usually segment out the worker base and engage them early, understand what their needs, what their hotspots, what their communication difficulties are, what the opportunities are, and design around making their lives better in some measurable way, and then use the technology as sort of an enabler. And I found that approach to be working very well for these companies. You know, the fact is, unified communications technology-wise, There's a lot of things out there, and there's some wonderful things you can do. But if you just look at it from the technology point and don't understand, have a real goal business-wise around a particular worker segment and a particular process, you tend to fall short of the real impact.
Right. And you talked about figuring out a real value and how to get a real return on investment for the worker and from the worker using UC. How do you kind of measure that value?
It depends upon the different worker segments. I mean, the first thing, you know, what we like to do with our clients is take them through sort of a methodology. And the first thing we do is try to segment out that customer base. So do you have, for instance, and do it, you know, around job titles. You know, do you have sales workers, for instance? Now, what do they do? Are they mobile, for instance? And that's where, like, a big part of UC comes in there around mobile workers. Well, you know, what's their problem point? So the customer contact, the fact it's hard to get a hold of them because they're always out of the office. Is it hard to get teams together to collaborate because everybody's moving in different locations or, you know, they're throughout the globe, for instance. So, for instance, once you figure out which group you're after, so let's say it's Salesforce or a telecommuter for the marketing team or the call center or a design team, then look at what their actual metrics are. And if you cannot translate how this technology changes their metrics, whether it be time to quote, number of sales, revenue, first call contact rate for customer satisfaction, if you cannot draw that line together, then it's probably not worth doing on a pretty